Give it back.
Look, I don't want to record nothing. Okay?
Well, you're not.
People don't like listening to nothing.
Well, I'm
going to
record
something,
okay?
Well, that's pretty dumb. Turn it off until it starts.
Fine. Off. On. Off.
What are you doing?
On. Off.
All right, it's time for the cool salute.
Podcasters, once again, it is Tradewind Radio, and I am your host, Patrick Haggerty. Oh, I hope you guys like that intro. I was actually at a DCI, a Drum Corps International show at Northgate High School, and I was listening to my recordings a couple days ago, and I found this, and I was like, my God, now I just have to find a really cool song, and my friend Blake comes over, who I still need to get on the show, actually. And he goes, yeah, man, you need to do For Those About to Rock. And I go, rock on. So, yeah, I created that little intro for you. I know it was a little bit long, but, you know, I wanted it to be as awesome as humanly possible. Today, let's see, we got Marching Band, and we have some actual user feedback I'm going to be reading to you. There are a few people out there who were not satisfied with last week's podcast, or last podcast, I guess. And I'm going to be reading your their emails. And, well, let me get those set up right now. Alright, I got the emails set up here. That took like a millisecond for you guys, but it was really like 30 or 40 for me. Alright, so here's an email, or I guess a comment, on my blog from a guy calling himself J-Man. His comment is, "More stones for you and your friends. Rush sucks, so don't admit to anyone that you like it. I think your listeners deserve a bit more information on your trip to California. How about all the women that you were hitting on? And all the cute girls at university tours that were giving you the eye? Your audience needs to know the truth. Books and Bandcamp stories are boring. They want to know what goes on in California. How about the big night out in Hollywood? I think people would like to know about that." Alright, that was one of them. Now, just keep in mind that these people know me very well. All right, we got a second one here from a guy called Snowbound, also a good friend of mine. He's not related to me, unlike J-Man. Snowbound says, "J-Man's right. You owe it to your dedicated fan base to go open kimono on the less savory, i.e. more entertaining side of the PH Summer Tour 05, especially your smooth moves of McPease. Some major style points around the reunion, by the way. Fearless, utterly fearless, and as you found out, the SAS motto holds true, who dares wins. Your foray into the land of self-obsessed and mildly drunk Paris Hilton wannabes in Hollywood would also entertain the audience, and no, the waitress wasn't Jennifer Connelly's sister, we think. The Force is strong with you, young Jedi. Learn from the masters who have gone before, and the world is yours. Just lose the Rush CDs." P.S. Didn't know Fred had a 44. That has potential. All right, he actually sent me a second one. This is a little bit shorter. Okay. For all the rest of you band kids out there. By the way, looking forward to your podcast after band camp. We're expecting material that makes Michelle's band camp confessional for American Pie sound like Mother Goose. Have fun. All right, now you guys are probably really getting suspicious here. What are these people talking about? And then in steps Latrunculus Redimi. Another... Swell. Someone you guys don't know that I happen to. I don't understand. All that time passes, places visited on a whirlwind tour, and this is the only message you leave behind for posterity? It was good if you want to be remembered as Anakin Skywalker in Episode 1. But what about those moments when you became Darth Vader? Were not several laws, not to mention a number of hearts broken, on your trip? When you hit the clubs in Hollywood, did the testosterone flow like blood in an abattoir? You've got a West Side rep that needs to be maintained and built upon. Make sure you hit band camp like a tsunami. Latrunculus Redimi. All right. Now you guys from the East Coast are probably thinking, what the heck is going on? Well, all these questions can be answered. God, stupid pop-ups. Yeah. I'm still deciding whether I should actually tell you guys my whole story, because some of you would be very, very, very disappointed in your good friend, Patrick. Now, let it be known that these people are not fan of people like, I'm just going to throw out a name, Savannah. I'm sorry, they don't like you very much. The term feminism comes up, but, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to tell you guys. That's very, 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 very stuff that you guys probably, I don't know. Let's see, university tours. Covered by J-Man. Yes, I did go on a few university tours, and yes, there were hot chicks on the tours, and, giving me the eye, sure. Now, this Anakin Skywalker thing needs to be worked on here, from the Latrunculus Redimi. What were those moments when you became Darth Vader? Yeah, Hollywood. I did go to West Hollywood on my trip. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I went to West Hollywood, where one of my cousins lives. And we went to a restaurant there, and we were hanging around, checking out the scene, I guess you could say. Where, yes, like, pretty much outside on the deck where we wanted to eat was almost completely women. Yeah. All right. Rush, what can I do about that, honestly, guys? I won't play any more Rush on my podcast, if I even have. I don't even remember. But I won't. Paris Hilton Wannabes is a little bit extreme, and I hope no one opens the door. The Force is strong with you. All right. Well, what can I say? Lots of questions brought to mind. Lots of suspicions brought up. And like Darth Vader, I'm not just going to give you everything at the outset. I think I'm going to let you figure it out a bit and maybe think about it. Darth Vader doesn't give everything away in the beginning. Of course not. Well, we've actually been on this podcast a while. It's about to hit the 9-minute marker. So, Bandcamp. Of course, this is my post-Bandcamp podcast. I hope no one wants to open my door. Bandcamp was fun. It was fun. 2 weeks of standing in one place. It's the only thing I don't like about being in the pit, by the way, for those of you that... Yeah, anyway. So, we had 2 weeks of percussion, as in the pit and battery, and color guard. 2 weeks, and... I had practice yesterday and on Monday. But band camp was fun. It was a fun time. We finally got our new music, and we're doing An American in Paris, for those of you that don't know. I'm really liking our music this year. Last year, our music was kind of boring. Not as great as it could have been. I hope this isn't causing a problem. Oh, it is. It's stuck around the boom. Okay. So, yeah. We have currently four pieces of music. I have mine mostly memorized. I'm sure the rest of the pit has mine mostly memorized. Let's go through the pit, shall we? We have Natasha, my section leader, whom you guys met in my last podcast on accident, actually. No, that was planned, and I still haven't told Natasha that I recorded that phone call. I just don't want to know what she would do. Like, she's apparently afraid of embarrassment. I was trying to get her, record stuff, like her saying stuff, at the competition, the DCI competition. And she just doesn't want to talk. I mean, she's always embarrassed with something. My God. J-Man, you may be right about the whole Asian thing. So, anyway, she created a few problems. She just didn't want to even say hi on the recorder. It was just, I found that greatly annoying. Let's see, I'm going to get some recordings set up here, so just hold on for what it's going to be a millisecond in your time. All right, guys, I know that took very, very little time, and I've been reviewing some of my tape, and I found a suitable clip that I hope you will like. Now, I'm going to pause it again and sit it down, and hopefully it'll sound decent. I can't guarantee the sound quality, seeing as I don't have a great recording set up yet. But I'm trying my hardest, guys. So just give me another second, or a millisecond in your time, and I'll have it set up.
So, here we are, Northgate High School, the DCI show. And we have seen some truly awesome bands.
Is that on?
Yes, it's on. It's been on when you were talking, too.
Oh, right.
Messed up the tape.
No, the tape's fine, actually. I might play that.
Keep going.
So, this is Madeline. Say hello, Madeline.
Hey.
Madeline was talking about the sperm and egg
thing. I did for character day.
The drumline was going to do for character day.
We couldn't do that.
She was going to be the egg, and the drumline was going to be sperm. They were going to attack her ruthlessly.
Yeah, they were going to chase me around the field. I remember them.
Oh. But, you know how funny that would have been?
That would have been really funny.
And on my left here is Clay, our drum major. Say hi, Clay.
What's up?
What's up is fine, too. And Elizabeth, you don't have to say hi, seeing as you don't want to be on radio anyway. Do you want to?
Hi.
What?
Radio.
What about it?
It's going to be on the radio.
Radio.
My radio.
I mean, like, I know there's a radio going. You have a radio?
It's my own radio station. It's on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
I have a podcast.
Yeah, yes.
What?
And on my far right here, this is Alex. Say hello, Alex. Hello. And Natasha, do you want to say hello, or are you going to clam up again?
Yeah.
Natasha refuses to want to be on the internet, although
she
already
internet.
Has been, technically. Oh, you don't want to be...
spraying it white.
Well, Daniel's not here.
Look.
Where's Daniel?
Look.
We can come...
Oh, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that little bit about sperm. And, for J-Man, Snowbound, and Latrunculus Redemy, Madeline is freshman. Just so you know. Okay, I just wanted to get that out of the way. I'm going to play a clip here of Natasha yelling at me in a whispered voice so her boyfriend's parents wouldn't hear me. So I'm going to set that up.
Oh, what have I said anything? I haven't said anything bad.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Natasha, you know I could do worse.
Ahem.
The women are telling me to shut up, so I guess I will. Well, we'll go back to bands.
Natasha just refuses to cooperate on, you know, some stuff. I was embarrassing her for some reason or another. Psh. J-Man, you're so right. That was the DCI show. The band stuff was kind of boring, so I didn't record any of that. Let's see. I guess we can go back to Margin Man. So we got our new music. I think I want to introduce the people. Like, unfortunately, I don't have any voices of them introducing themselves, not theirs. Excuse me. Being back in Georgia is doing bad things to my voice. So, we have Natasha, who you guys know and love, maybe. And then we have Farrell, who is actually a transfer girl from East Coweta High School. She moved into Peachtree City, so now she's part of our pit instead of their evil pit. And we have Chelsea, and Chelsea is from Missouri. She moved here. Chelsea's already got a boyfriend. She's been here like less than 2 months. It's crazy how people move in this town. And who else? Caitlin, who is currently, like, her life is hanging out with Chelsea and Farrell now. And Zach. You guys haven't met Zach. You should meet Zach. He's funny. Zach, for those of you who don't know him, his, like, I guess I'll call him ex-druggie. And he's a cool kid. Like, oh, wait. Okay, good. She's not coming in. My sister was just opening her bedroom door, and hopefully she wasn't going to come inside and be like, Patrick, I want to watch TV. So, yeah, so Zach, cool. Everyone in pit, cool. The battery's cool. You guys would like, J-Man and Snowbound and Latrunculus, yeah, you guys would all like the battery. They're some cool guys. And, God, this podcast, what am I, I'm out of stuff to talk about. Oh, well, for those of you that don't know, I am developing a passion for longboarding. Yes. I have asked for a longboard for my wonderful 18th birthday, so hopefully, you know, I'll have, like, some longboarding skills by the time I get to college, which is not too long away, honestly. Because, like, right after my 18th birthday, I gotta start working my... my essays and stuff. Which Snowbound is going to be aiding me with. Although he's not going to be writing my essays, Savannah. He's not. By the way, for those of you that know about Snowbound, he's the Harvard graduate guy. Yeah. Man is a genius. Anyway, God, I don't know if I want to bore you guys for another 3 minutes, you know, to make my podcast a solid 20. But, let's see, school starts next week. I'm actually supposed to go get my parking permit today, and on Friday, I'm going to get my schedule for classes. But I'm pretty sure the schedule I have already is permanent, because I have AP European History, first period, Government, second period, what do I have, third period? I have Math. I have Advanced Algebra Trig, third period. Fourth period, I have French 3. Fifth period, English. And sixth period, I have band or percussion class, which I was in last year. And actually, the band picture, the band composite of all the band members came in a few days ago, and I looked at it yesterday. And I'm actually holding a pair of drumsticks in the picture, even though I played bass clarinet for a majority of the year. I don't think I'll regale you guys with that sad, sad story just yet. But I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. What's up with my mic? Did I turn it down a little bit too much? Or turn it up a little bit? Is that better? Maybe it's just the size of the... Well, anyway, it's not a big deal. So, this podcast is going to be wrapping up. Let's see if I can find some suitable... Oh, it's getting caught again. Okay, some suitable music to close out with. Like, maybe some Stones. Or maybe I'll rebel. Go against your mold. And play some Rush. But I don't think I'm going to, guys. I think I'm going to save those... My listeners that I actually want to keep around, the pain. And I'll play some Stones. So you guys are going to be lucky. I'll play a little bit of, let's see, I got Sympathy for the Devil, I got some Satisfaction, that's it, that's what I'm going to play, so give me a minute here, set it up, and it will be finished in a jiffy. Well, I'm going to have to quit podcasting, actually, and then import some audio, because fooey old Audacity won't let me import audio when it's paused and recording at the same time. It probably won't even let me import when I'm recording, no, it won't. So I'm going to have to work on that, and you guys... enjoy the music once I get it set up. And please don't hesitate to email me. I'm thinking about creating an email address for the podcast, like tradewindradio@gmail.com. Right now, my email is wayofthesword, S-W-O-R-D, @gmail.com. So you guys can email there, or feel free to drop a comment on the blog. You know, I'm fine with whatever way, because I get, you know, the comments are emailed to me from Blogger. So, until next podcast, this is, crap, I want to do a Darth Vader voice for the West Coast guys. I don't have anything set up, though. So maybe I'll do Darth Vader next, next podcast. So anyway, August 3rd, 2005, it is currently 9.05 a.m., at the end of the podcast. Of course, I don't do it at the beginning. Tradewind Radio, Episode 6, signing off.
I could not foresee this thing happening to you.